Blog Talk Radio.
Today is March 28, 2013. This is My Transformation. A very quick message to let you know that I have definitely been hit by the dark forces. And that is why my show has been postponed for the time being. God gave a message. The messages he's been given are so in your face, so stern, so strong, that the dark force don't like it. God has given us a choice to choose light and dark and do it now. He's given us that choice. He started his messages with forgiveness, letting you know that he is a forgiving God. And he went from there to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. Do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Are you born again? He's going in order. God is a God of order. A God of order. He had messages laid out for you, and the dark forces does not want you to hear them. Therefore, they attack me. Now, the thing is, they only have power because you give it to them. They don't have power of their own. The power they use is the power that they drain from us. The power they use is the power that we give them. The power they use is our power. They don't use mine anymore because I took back my power. But a lot of us are still asleep. A lot of us are still in that, well, I don't want to make any changes in my life right now. A lot of us are still in that mode where we are letting the dark forces use our power for their benefit. And what they use it for is their agenda, and their agenda is to wipe out the human race. Their agenda is to take control. Their agenda is to use you as their little puppets and get rid of the rest of you. That's their agenda and much more. It's no secret what they're here to do. They show you. They show you every day what they're here to do, but you don't pick up on it. I'm being attacked with your power. Because they're using your power to attack me. Now, they have attacked me to a point that I can't do anything. I'm on a little tape recorder, something I downloaded from the internet on this computer I'm borrowing, because my purse and my laptop were stolen. Everything is on my laptop. That morning, the very morning, God gave me a message that I titled, "Let My People Go." That message was an answer to my prayer when I prayed and beseeched God for your souls, for those who are being led by the wrong people, by false prophets who desire in their hearts to know the truth, but they're being led in the wrong direction, they're being brainwashed. My prayer was to them. God answered my prayer by delivering a message through me called, "Let My People Go." He was referring to those false prophets that I was praying about. Those false teachers, those liars who are misleading his people who truly desire to know him, but they're going in the wrong direction because of those false leaders. That message was to them as an answer to my prayer, and that same very morning, within an hour and a half, my purse and my laptop were stolen. I didn't even get to upload that recording on Blog Talk. All my recordings, all the stuff that I've worked with, all that work I did on that laptop cannot be retrieved. Most of it cannot be. I like, God, what is going on? It's like I told y'all, those forces are serious. They have power, so much power, but it's our power they're using against us because you gave it to them. You gave it to him. I got to a point, I said, God, this got to, I don't want to be Job. I already said, I don't want to be Job. I said, I'm not Jesus. I didn't come to be the Savior of the world. Jesus did that. He's the only Savior, the only one. I'm here to deliver your message, and I want to deliver it in peace and joy and love. I don't want to be attacked by the dark forces. But, of course, when you are a messenger for God, you're going to be attacked. And when you bring in a message that they don't want the people to hear because they know that the people are going to start waking up, they will attack you any way they can to make sure that message don't get through. They attack me head on, full force, quick. after I gave that message, they made sure you didn't get it. And they made sure you didn't get the three before that. My God. My God. Because if you hear those messages like back to back to back the way God has it lined up, oh my Lord. They don't want you to hear that. They don't want you to hear the truth. People are so quick to run to lies. They're so quick to be deceived and accepted. But when it comes to the truth, when it comes to the truth, they're not so quick to receive it. Truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. Lies, deception, illusions, delusions, all that would keep you trapped and blinded, locked down. You want to stay trapped, blind, and locked down? And I was taught. All I can do now is talk, talk, talk. I talk to myself. I talk to God. I have discussions. I ask questions because I can't record anymore. I had so much I could have recorded today. So much. I finally got this Audacity to work. I've used Audacity before. I had no problems with it. But this time I had so many problems with it. And this recording probably sounds terrible, but it's going to sound better than what it sounded yesterday when I was trying to fool with it. My tape recorder sounds even worse than this because I put some stuff on a tape recorder and it sounded terrible. So, my God, what are we going to do? I'm like, I want my laptop back. You know, but I'm going to leave that in the Lord's hands because that person that took it can turn to light or turn to dark. Turns to dark keeping it, but the person can turn to light and return it. And return it. But what is that person going to do? What is that person going to do? Go to the light and return it? Or stay in the dark and keep it or sell it or whatever he's planning on doing with it? My God. My God. I'm like, Lord, give me some peace. I want some peace. I deserve, I've earned some peace. So you know what God did for me today? Because I was fussing. I was furious. God said, okay. So I had to get my license redone because my license was stolen with my purse and I had to get stuff redone. So I went and got my license and the people were so polite. The atmosphere was so lovely, peaceful. Everything was wonderful. Then I left there, had to go to a fingerprint place and everything just went so good. Even the traffic, everything was just perfect. I was like, oh, this is a lovely day. And then I remember, I asked God for a break. I said, Lord, give me a break. Give me a break from all this. I just want to be in peace and love and joy and do your message in peace, love, and joy. Give me a break. I was asking him for a break. And today was the most relaxing, lovable day. I got stuff done. It was peaceful. It was wonderful. And then I remember, thank you, Lord. You gave me my break. Thank you. And now I come home and Audacity's working for me. I couldn't get it to work at all right. I couldn't get anything done with this thing last night. But I come home and it's working for me the best it can right now. I'm like, wow. So God has given me my break. He's giving me my peace. Because I'm telling you, I was so upset with you people. I'm like, God, they are asleep. Some of them want to stay asleep, and they do not realize that them allowing the dark to use their power, they are using that power to attack me, which means they're attacking me. Because I'm being attacked with their power. With their power. The dark forces has nothing without us. We give them the power. And the more we give them our power, the stronger they get, and they use it against us. They use it against you. They use it against me. They use it against God's messengers. Can't you get that through your skulls? Take back your power. At least stop giving it away. Take it back and hold on to it until you know what to do with it. But don't just give it to the dark force, because they know what to do with it. Power can be used for light or dark. All power comes from God. Everything comes from God, and the light, you have the choice to use it and bring more light. You have a choice to take the dark and create light from that dark. The dark just want to be dark and darker and darker. The dark don't want no light, and any light that it does take, it's going to turn it into dark. That's why they attack That's why they take what they want. They know how powerful the power is. They know how powerful it is. And they know that they can take that light and make more dark with it because it's powerful. They're not going to use it for the right reasons. But you sitting on it. You sleeping on it. You letting them take it. You giving it to them. And your angers and frustrations and whatever you be doing out there, you give them your power. Not wanting to be responsible for your soul. Not wanting to be responsible for knowing if you have a purpose and what that purpose is. Not taking responsibility. You give it to them. You give it to the government. You give it to the people over the government. It's not just the government. The government is a puppet. The people over the government. God says we do not war against flesh and blood. We're not warring against human beings. Human beings are flesh and blood. We're warring against principalities and all the other stuff up further than that. Higher up stuff. That's what we're warring against. That's what attacked me. I'm not being attacked by flesh and blood. The hierarchy, the higher... God, man. The higher ups, those that you cannot see, they're the ones who are pulling the puppet strings. They're the ones that had a flesh and blood steal my purse. Okay? Use them like a puppet string. They attack my memory. They attack my brain. I told you, they do stuff to block your memory. They do stuff to control your mind. It don't take but a few seconds. It don't take but a few seconds for them to do something and control your mind for that few seconds so something else can take place, and then you come out of it, and then next thing you know, it's like, what the heck just happened? What happened? My purse and my laptop disappeared. That's what happened in that few seconds, in that little bit of time. My mind just went, and I had that happen to me before, about a couple of years ago. Same thing. I had that same feeling. Like, all of a sudden, I'm lost. All of a sudden, I'm in this daze. And then when I come out of it, something's gone. When I came out of it, the first time, my purse was gone. I was at the gas station, pumping my gas, looking at the gas machine thing. My car was in the purse, on the floor, under some stuff. Didn't hear nobody come up to my car, open the door, take my purse, close my car. Didn't hear none of that going on. But somebody came to my car, opened it, reached all the way over, grabbed my purse, got my purse from under some stuff, closed my door, and went away. Did all that while I'm right there at the pump. Right there at the pump. Now, how did I miss all that? How did I not hear anything or feel anybody behind me? How did I not do that? I could feel something turn right around and somebody be approaching me. I felt nothing. Nothing but daze. I was in a daze. Just long enough for that person to do that and leave. And then I came out of it. Same thing happened this time with my purse and laptop. They do that to you. They do that. My God. Do you have to experience things to know what's going on? Do you have to experience the worst before you start waking up to what's going on? There are those of us out there experiencing it. We know because we're doing it. We're experiencing it. We're involved in it. We're right there in its face. I'm living the Bible, okay? I am living through stuff that's going on in that Bible because I am walking in the power of God. He is teaching me. He is showing me things. And he wants me to share things with you. And the dark forces don't want that. And what I found out today is I started putting two and two together. I'm like, wait a minute. God gave me a verse. And it made me think about, well, I'm not talking about this because my mind's starting to go because I think he don't want me to go there. But he gave me a verse because I don't want to be too ahead of myself because you're going to eventually get these recordings. But it was a thing about God's people. God turned his back on his people, his chosen people. He got them blinded. He got them not knowing what the truth is because of their rebellion and because they did not receive Jesus Christ. And so he put a blinder on their eyes so they wouldn't know the truth. And then there's groups of people that be saying they're the real Israelites. And there's a group of people saying there's no God, or there's no Jesus, and God is a white man's God, and stuff like that. And I started asking God questions, because I started getting like, what? This don't make no sense. And how can this be if this is like that? I said, God, what is the truth? What is it? Who are your chosen people? He shared with me Matthew chapter 1. You want me to share this? He shared with me Matthew chapter 1, verses 2 and verses 8. They are his chosen people. They are his chosen people. I knew it was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But when you read Matthew 1, verses 2 and 8, you're going to find some more in there. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, what's his name? Judas, Asa, and there's other people in there. I don't have my Bible with me. I'm in the office. But there's other people in there, other families. So a lot of those people aren't making it. A lot of those people aren't going to make it. And God had told us in one of the earlier messages, not everybody's going to make it. There are some that no matter what you tell them, no matter what you show them, no matter what proof you give them, they will not believe. They will not believe. They're going to continue to be evil, and they're going to continue to hate good. There's no hope for them. They have been cast out. Remember that? Remember that recording? Yeah. There's going to be a lot of those people just like that. A lot of them. But that's another one. That's the latest message that God has given me. He was explaining to me, showing me who his people are, who his chosen people are. So I started asking them, because people be saying all kinds of stuff out there. We're the real ones. No, we are. God knows who they are. If you want to know who's the right ones, ask him. That's what I did. Don't claim that you are, because God even said in his Bible that those branches that he broke off and grafted you into, it was for the Jews. Okay, salvation was for the Jews. Now, when they became rebels, when they did what they did, God took his word to the Gentiles. He offered salvation to the Gentiles. Okay, the Gentiles weren't given salvation before. So he offered the salvation to the Gentiles, hoping that would bring his people back to him when they see that God left them and went to get other people, give salvation to other people. So that was the plan. Now, what God did was he broke branches off of his people that were rebellious and not doing what they're supposed to do. He broke them off the branch, and he grafted the Gentiles who did believe and trust in his son, grafted them onto the branch in their places. But he said, be careful how you act and speak, because those that he broke off the branch, they are still my people. You have been offered this gift. So the Gentiles were offered the gift. They were grafted onto the tree. But those who were plucked off the tree are still God's chosen people. And those that were grafted on are not to get big-headed or proud, think that they're the chosen one. So if you're a group out there that's saying you're the chosen one, you're better, you're this, you're that, be careful what you say. Because God said he can pluck you off too. Because whoever God's first people are, they are always his people, his main people. Anybody after that, God gave the salvation to out of kindness of his heart to bring back his actually chosen people to him. So you're not his first people. You're not his main people. He just extended the invitation to you. So if you're a group that's not the main group, but you're claiming that you're better than and that you're the one, you're the chosen one, be careful what you speak, because you're not. You're not. And God showed that to me today. God shared that with me today. But I still talk with the Lord. I still talk to the Lord. I said, God, I want my laptop back. Ask and you shall receive. And I know the end result is always what God wants to be. God has a plan. And his plan is always greater than what you ever would think it would be. But I know what's on that laptop. And I know that a lot of that stuff on it. And I was like, you know, he didn't just steal a laptop. He stole God's work. God gave me that. All that stuff he gave me is on that laptop. So it's not just the man stole a laptop. He stole God's work. He's hindering our work, our progress. And the last three recordings that I uploaded, pre-uploaded, I couldn't even do them because I didn't have my laptop. I couldn't even do those. Midnight? Three at midnight? What am I going to be at midnight trying to use somebody's computer? So I couldn't even do them. I mean, I couldn't even do them. It's like, wow. So that's why I'm doing this recording now, let you know what happened. I have been attacked by the dark forces of high places. Not flesh and blood, dark forces of high places, because they do not want you to know God's message. They do not want you to wake up. That right there ought to be enough for you to say, I'm going to wake up. Let me listen to this. Let me get on my knees and ask God to show me the way. Let me make my connection with Him. Something. Because people, we need help. We could use a lot of help. Because we need a lot more light going on. Imagine if all those people who are being misled, all those people that are being brainwashed, who have so much passion for what they're doing. I mean, they got so much passion. They're being bombers. Yeah, what you call it when they are... I can't even talk English right now. Shoot. Suicide bombers. Using women and children and whole bombs to kill... Man, because they have a passion. They believe in whatever they're doing. They have a passion for it. Imagine if that same passion was put towards the truth. They don't have the truth. They have a lie. Dark forces don't want them to know that. Because they got all that passion and power into that false belief that the dark forces got some power, man. They're using the crap out of them. But if they turned and saw the truth, the dark force will lose that power. That power will go to the light. That power will go to the light. The dark has no more power than what you give them. They have no more power than what you give them. And what you give them, they turn it against you, and they turn it against people like me, God's messengers. My Lord, my Lord. Because I wonder, I was like, how can heaven lose a war? Come on, man. How can heaven, when you got fallen angels, when you got people giving their power away to the dark, when you got people that rather have the dark over the good, when you got people saying, oh, pinch me and see if I steal away, you got more like that than anything, then all that power goes to the dark side. All that power goes to the dark side. And it's still God's power. Because God has all the power, but it's being used to create more dark than light. That's why. So I always wondered, how could heaven lose a war? This don't make no sense. How is that possible? That's how it's possible. That's exactly how it's possible. People's choice. They don't choose light. I don't know why. I have yet to understand that. I don't think I would ever understand why people choose light. Would not choose light. Excuse me. Why people would not choose light when they had a choice between light and dark. Even one lady is going around all over the world. Now, this got me. I have not done anything with that lady since. But this, I went to a workshop. I'm not going to say her name, but she traveled all over the world. And she said one thing that turned me totally off. She said, you have a choice to choose 100% or 80%. 100% perfection or 80% perfection. And she said, you know, people, I would choose 80% perfection because you don't want to be going around wanting people to pinch you to see if you're awake or see if you're alive, because you don't want everything to be so perfect. You know, you want to have a little bit of something going on in there so you can feel like you're still alive, you know, a little bit of something, that 80%. So, you know, be 80% perfect and 20%, you know, with a little bit of something going on. I'm like, what? God is not 80% perfect. God is 100%. Heaven is 100%. The highest of the highest is what I'm talking about. It's 100%. Why would I choose 80% when I could be given 100%? I said, I choose 100%. I don't care what you say. I choose 100%. My God is 100%. Not 80. I'm not choosing no 80. Are you crazy? But she was telling people, convincing people to choose 80%. Because she was talking about some gate or some crowd. It's been so many years ago. But she was telling people, convincing them to choose 80% instead of 100%. So she's up there telling the majority to choose 80%. Now, what's going to happen to the majority to choose 80%? That much more dark. More dark versus light. If more people choose 100%, it'll be more light. So she wanted to keep dark in the picture. She wanted to keep the dark going on. But you know, if somebody chooses 80% dark, they're going to end up having 90% dark and going to 100 or 99. They're going to stay at no 80%. Oh my God. You're going to tell people to choose 80% versus 100%. That right there was like, what is she saying? I can't believe it. She's telling people this all over the world, and they look up to her. Even the people that sponsor her said they would never have her on, they would never sponsor her again. They told me that. They said they could not believe she was saying the things she said. A lot of stuff she said at that workshop was wrong. She got off the subject. I went to that workshop for a certain subject. She didn't even teach the subject. I was like, man, I paid to hear blah, blah, blah. I ain't paid for all this other stuff that's being talked about. I ain't paid for this. This is not what I came to learn. And then she said, beware people, because I can hear your thoughts. And I looked directly at her and I said in my mind, hear this. I did not come here to hear what you're talking about. I came here to hear what you were paid to tell us. That's why I paid. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And I said that to her in my mind, since she could read my mind. Did she stop and teach what she was paid to teach? No. She continued to teach garbage. Stuff that wasn't even true. She had us do some kind of diagram. Oh, this is supposed to be like this many squares, this many triangles, and y'all took it home for homework and see if you come back with it. Well, I took it home, I looked at it, I came back with the same exact amount of triangles or whatever she told us we were supposed to come up with, came back with it, showed it to one of the sponsors. He said, wow, how did you do that? I said, I don't know, I just blah, 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 blah. But it came out. And you know what? When she came back, oh, let me tell you, oh, the homework, oh, here it is. And then she just threw something on the board real fast. What she put up there was something that's in a book, okay? I looked at her. Her thing looked nothing like mine. Now, mine was exactly what she said it was supposed to be. What she put up there, I don't know, I didn't even count hers, but what she put up there was something I seen in a book somewhere. So, and the person, the sponsor, was more interested in what I did and how I did what I did than what she threw up there on that board. My God. So I didn't realize she was teaching stuff that wasn't true. I just knew that she wasn't teaching what I paid to hear. And that's what was upsetting me the whole time. And it wasn't until after the whole thing was over, because I know the sponsors, and the lady told me, said, this is the last time we're going to have her, because I can't believe she said this thing she said. She said a lot of stuff that wasn't true. And oh, and they said they don't know how to handle it. They said they couldn't just say stop. Okay, this workshop is over. Everybody, y'all get your money back, because this is over. They ain't know to do that. You know, just went ahead and let her do her thing. And I guess they just prayed that the people wouldn't even remember what she said or what. I don't know what they did, but I know that I was not pleased. I was not satisfied. And God gave me messages himself. And somebody there was able to read some of my writing and translate some of it for me. But I didn't get what I went there for. I did not get what I went there for. But I don't even know how I got on that subject. I don't know. But there are people who are well known that are going all over the world preaching lies. All over the world telling lies, deceiving the people. So you need to, man, I'm telling you, that's why God says wake up. Know God for yourself. Know him for yourself. Have your own one-on-one personal relationship with the Lord. Because if you go listen to other people, if you trust what other people are saying, and you don't have your own one-on-one to get the information yourself, my God, you don't know who you're giving your power to. You don't know who you're giving it to. I took my power back. I was giving my power to people, going to readings and doing this and doing that. I said, No, because some of the people latch on to your power. You know, you stay binded to them. So I said, nope. When I found all that out, I said, my power is mine. It's mine. And, oh my God.
My Lord, my Lord. Whew, my Lord.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close. I've said enough, and my throat is getting really dry and scratchy. So I just really want you to know why the recording stopped, why they were listed and weren't done, because my laptop's gone, and I was not able to do them. So when the time came, but I'm going to see if I can figure out a way to do this, get this up there. I just got to figure that out. I don't know how long it's going to take to do it, but I'm going to see if I can get this on Blog Talk somehow from here. And that way, at least you'll know what happened. And then, so my transformation will be postponed until things are situated. And thank you again for listening into my transformation. And you can please use this time. Just fall on your knees and ask God to reveal himself to you if you don't know him. Because he's given us a choice. And something's about to... Oh, I didn't even talk about that part. Do you want to come and say? Okay, I'm not even going to talk about that part. But there's another part to this. And so why he is like, make your choice now. Because something's about to happen. Something about to happen, and we talked about that today, and I'm not being told to share that right now. So I'm just about to let you know why it's been postponed right now, what's going on, why you haven't heard the other three recordings, and that I'm being attacked, and it's your energy. It's your power I'm being attacked with. The power that you gave away to dark forces. It's the only power they have is our power, what we give them. And... I'm going to stay on fire for God. Now, I'd be saying, God, can I come home now? You know, he wants me to deliver his message. That's what I'm here to do for him. But if it was my choice, I'd be like, I'm coming home. Forget this, I'm coming home. Where there's peace and quiet and joy and love and happiness. And I'm coming home. You know, but the answer is no. Not right now. It's not time for you to come home. You have something to do. And he's preparing me to do that. So it's not going to get any easier. It's not going to get any better. God is serious. God got something he wants done, and he's got a time he wants it done in, and he's moving in that direction. And we either for him or we against him, and that's all there is to it. No gray areas. We either for him or we against him, and he's going to respond as such. So this is my transformation, and my prayer is that you will make a choice and make it today. Light